I'm here with Derek Peters, head of the concession park. So can you tell us about how the torture years affected the community today?
Well, I would say that the turnout was tremendous. I was really impressed with the number of people in the street. And it's come just after the finish of our annual gala week. So it's really kind of topped that off with yet another big event, and one which might get some publicity as well around the country. So for a wee place, that's quite valuable, I think.
So how important do you think it is with the torch really coming through Scotland in recognition for the Olympics? Because you know it's very London-based. So do you think it'll put Scotland on the map really to be shown that it's involved as well with the Olympics?
I think it's helped a lot, because obviously we've not been as close to the things that have been happening in the build-up. We see them on the TV maybe now and then. But yeah, that's a real connection, isn't it? It's actually been here and we've seen all the people following all the logos and things. It's made it seem very real, so I think it will help sort of the interest levels in the Olympics, hopefully.
And I see today you're having a tea and cake sale. Is this for fundraising as well?
Well, yes, we are, because we're having a series of coffee mornings and things to raise funds for our project, and it just seemed right to do one this afternoon and have a few people in, because obviously there were crowds there and they all waited a while, so it was an obvious thing to do, even just to offer them tea as a nice thing to do, but it is helping our fundraising as well.
Brilliant, that's great, thank you very much.